For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Officials say the tornado that ripped through parts of Dale County was an EF1. The National Weather Service reports the twister had wind speeds of 105 miles per hour, was just over 1,000 yards wide, and was on the ground for about 4.4 miles. A few homes lost part or all of their roofs, and several trees were damaged, but no reports of injury. The Alabama House passed a bill that would impose tough new penalties on those who help voters fill out absentee ballots. The measure does include exceptions for people with disabilities. Senate Bill 1 would make it a felony to help or pay someone to assist in filling out an absentee ballot. The first Safe Haven baby box in the Wiregrass has been installed and is ready when needed in Dothan. The box was unveiled on Friday at the fire station on Columbia Highway. Once a baby's placed in the climate-controlled box, a silent alarm is triggered to alert the fire station. There's over 200 baby boxes across the U.S. right now. Even though the severe weather is gone, flood warnings in the Wiregrass along some rivers will stay in place for the next few days. The river flood warning that'll last until late Tuesday is for southern Houston County, while the flood warning in Geneva County will last until Wednesday morning. Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt is defending her attack on President Biden in her State of the Union response. Britt shared the story of a young woman she met who was a victim of human trafficking between 2004 and 2008. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Britt said that while the incident didn't happen under Biden's watch, it's emblematic of the current border policy. And following Governor Kay Ivey's signing of a new IFV protection bill into law, the UAB In Vitro Fertilization Clinic announced late last week it plans to resume treatment of patients. Clinic administrators say that they'll continue to advocate for protections of IFV patients seeking treatment. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.